94.1 WQKX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
Look at all this old stuff laying around. Get rid of it. Clean off your desk. Clean out your closet. I don't know. Laura's at home. Maybe she could do a closet. I'm in the studio. Maybe I could clear off this counter. Today is National Old Stuff Day. We were supposed to get rid of some of the old stuff. Try something new.
You know, I've been thinking about a spring clean.
Yeah, spring is coming up. That's a good point. But did you know, like, you'll be back here in the studio soon. You notice, like, some of the cubicles around here, people just add to their junk. They never take away.
Yeah, see, I like things neat and tidy.
Me too, and I like things updated. So when somebody comes into my office and they say, oh, that's a cute picture of a little baby. Who's that? That's my 27-year-old daughter when she was in kindergarten. I don't do that. I have, like, updated photos.
Well, of course. Yeah, that's what you should do.
Over the weekend, I was visiting my mom for her birthday. She still has photos on the refrigerator under magnets that are, like, 20 years old. It's like, Mom, what are you doing?
She probably just doesn't get the chance to, like, go and print, for example, photos. She doesn't have social media, so, you know.
Yeah, you can't go to the Ray and Derrick's and pick up your photos anymore.
Oh my gosh, the Ray and Derrick's.
The Ray and Derrick's. Anyway, so today is a day set aside. You don't have to throw this stuff away. Just put it away. Maybe put it up in the attic because it's old. Get rid of it.
No. That's how you clutter up the attic and or the basement. I am fully in support of a gigantic clean out. Seriously.
Right, but what if they're old photos? You won't throw them away, will you? Just the old clothes and the old knickknacks and the old...
I don't throw things away. I like to donate, recycle, reuse, give away.
Repurpose, if you will, right?
Repurpose, sure, yeah. Okay. Old photos, though, it's hard because, like, they take up space.
Yes.
I don't know.
And that's what I mean. We have people here at the ever-so-huge radio corporation that they just keep bringing in new framed pictures, and pretty soon their office is just like... I'd like to replace those framed pictures with new ones, you know?
Actually, yeah, you just inspired me to freshen up some of the photos that I have laying around. But I do that seasonally. Like, right now I tend to have photos of, like, us doing stuff in the snow.
Yeah,
like,
there you
go. Like, wintertime photos.
There you go.
But then I'll break out some spring photos. Normally I do that from year to year, but we didn't do much last spring.
No, we did not. Everything came to a screeching halt at St. Patty's Day.
Yeah. Indeed.
So make it seasonal if you can in your workspace today or at home. Like the Valentine's Day stuff could go away now, and the St. Patrick's Day stuff could come in, and then quickly followed by Easter. You know, freshen it up.
Yeah, do like a little spring overhaul. I like that. Yeah. You inspired me for this weekend.
All right, National Old Stuff Day. It's also Banana Cream Pie Day. Not one of my favorites.
Oof, no. I do not like that at all. No, thank you.
So you won't be making a banana cream pie for Try It Tuesday later? No?
Nope.
I know it's only 6 o'clock, but any kind of hint on what's going on later this morning?
Well, we talked about it yesterday. This was, or is... a viral trend on TikTok. And it involves a snack food.
All right. A viral trend, you TikTokers. You probably have guessed it already. And it involves a snack food. That comes up later on. Coming up in just a bit, Jimmy Fallon talks about weird things that happen in Vegas. Oh, boy.
What happens in Vegas needs to stay in Vegas.
I absolutely agree with you. And something coming up a little later this hour, something weird happened on The Voice last night, which I thought was hilarious. We'll talk about that and more.
It's Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX. Start
again. You're listening to Tom and Laura in the Morning.
Tom and Laura,
94KX.
All right, I don't know if you watched The Voice last night, but Blake had a boo-boo.
Oh, I really like him.
Do you? He gets on my nerves. I just want to slap him sometimes.
No, I like him.
You like Blake Shelton, does you?
I like
you?
Him.
Hottie-ho.
And Gwen Stefani.
Yeah, I like her. I like Gwen. And John Legend, I'm a big fan. So last night on The Voice, Blake and John turned their chairs for a 45-year-old musician who was pretty good on the show, but... Blake needed to remember him, and he didn't.
What
are you from?
Pete Morose, 45, Nashville, Tennessee. I sang under a name, Pete Mitchell.
I know. Oh my God.
I was in this group called the Young Riders.
I was in a group also called the Young Riders with Pete.
Oh, my God.
You stole my bass player.
I got your bass player a job.
Oh, that's true. You did.
We're in a group with him, and he doesn't remember.
No. I haven't seen this guy in 25 years. I think the best way to get back at him for stealing your bass player would be to disappoint him and join Team Legend.
No, all we're going to do is get the old group back together.
Wait a minute.
Who do you pick as your coach?
I got to go with the old cowboy.
Yeah. He went with the old cowboy anyway, and he didn't even remember him. Oh, my.
Nice. I think that's been. Here's the thing. He played with the group under a different name. People can change so much in 25 years. I don't blame Blake for that.
Oh, you are so Team Blake.
I actually love them all. But in this case, it's an honest mistake.
25 years from now, you're going to be doing some radio show somewhere. And you're going to bump into Tom Morgan at the old folks home when you're doing some charity work. And I'm going to say, Laura, it's me. It's Tommy Tom. And you're going to be like, can't place the face.
Get out of here. First and foremost, we'll probably still be doing the radio show together in 25 years. I'll be your age, Tom.
And I'll be old as dirt.
Think about that. In 25 years, I'll be like 62, 63 years old. Exactly your age.
And I will not be doing the show. I don't want to get morbid, but I will not be doing the show. News is coming up next.
You don't want to at 88?
I would want to, but I don't think I'm going to see it. News is next.
Sports, my goodness.
And AccuWeather.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
Thank you.
You heard the news.
Striking news. Everyone talking about.
Now the good news with Laura Good.
All right, Tom.
Okay.
How far would you go for a pint?
From here to the end of the room.
Well, here's the thing. A guy in the UK has been running every day to his favorite pub to see if they're open.
Nothing wrong with that, I guess.
Day one, run into the pub until it's open.
Nope. Not open. We'll try another pub tomorrow.
Okay, I get it now.
Right? So every day he's taking a jog, he's checking. Here's the thing. Because this has become such a thing, he's decided to turn it into a challenge in raising awareness about mental health. He started a Just Giving page, which is the UK version of GoFundMe, and he's raised over $4,000.
Just for checking if the pubs are open.
Right?
He said,
and I quote, he can't wait to just go in and have a pint.
St. Paddy's Day is coming. Keep your fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
Good news.
Up next, we are headed to Fiji. You know, that's near Australia. They just finished up a two-week quarantine so that they could play. And they thanked the hotel staff where they stayed in the most unusual way.
A singing rugby team.
Wow. Right? I feel like if the Fiji team doesn't end up winning this particular tournament, they might be able to come and go on The Voice.
Yeah, with Blake and John. And
right?
Glenn, yeah.
Basically, they were singing thank you in the spirit of their heritage in the Pacific Islands. Of course, Fiji being an island in the South Pacific. Pretty cool stuff.
That's very good news. Yes.
And last but not least, we're going to head back on down to Texas.
Mm-hmm.
There is a company in Austin that is sponsoring free weddings for some couples who have gone above and beyond during the pandemic. One is a pair of occupational therapists who, when their office closed because occupational therapy was one of those things that they unfortunately had to shut down at the beginning of COVID, they turned their office into a COVID recovery center.
Oh, nice.
Allowed people to come and quarantine there who needed to. The other couple, they're journalists who've been covering the pandemic for the local news nonstop. both of the couples recently celebrated 3 weddings in Austin. It's awesome. Just Google it. The videos are fantastic.
That's good news.
That's great news. And it's every weekday morning right here.
The good news. Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX. You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Listen up, moms and dads. Your kids are going to be logging on to go to school today. And for some reason, your child, your student, is a little bit braver when in a Zoom classroom.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy is right. Here's our viral comedy. You could Google and look it up. This teacher actually listed real things his students have said to him during Zoom class.
So here are actual things my students have said to me this month. Don't take this the wrong way, but I didn't miss you for the weekend. Even though you're taller than my dad, you're not stronger than my dad. Well, you know what they say. Women only like you for your walls. Right, Mr. Dannenbring? Even though some people hate you, I don't hate you. Mr. Dannenbring, so if you're like an adult, why do you still get like zits? Kind of like the type of dude who sat bench all day.
And it goes on and on. Just Google it.
Oh my gosh.
Most
kids
people
are so funny.
You know, most people hate you, but I don't.
But I don't. Don't but worry. I don't hate you.
You think you're strong, but you're not stronger than my dad.
Oh my gosh. When I would teach or do stuff for the Girl Scouts, the best was, Miss Laura, you're normally pretty, but today you look tired.
Well, I don't even say that. I don't even do that.
But kids are so honest.
Yes.
And they'd be like, how come your eyes look sleepy? Like, oh my gosh.
One of my favorites around the dinner table years ago when my girls were small were, did you make this, mommy? It doesn't taste as good as when daddy
cooks.
Oh,
no. Oh, no.
Just another reason why I'm divorced. Boom. Anyway.
Wow.
Oh, boy. Kids do say the darndest things. News is next. We'll take a look at that. A check on the sports with Rob the Sports Center. J.J. Watt has gone from the Texans to the Cardinals. What does that mean? Nothing. Nah. It's...
No, wait.
Wait. Nah. You're going from a team that has no chance in hell.
The Cardinals, that's football, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And the Houston Texans football. Yeah. So
I knew the Texans, but I didn't. Okay. Cardinals, for whatever reason, it makes me think baseball.
Well, there
shouldn't.
Is a Cardinals. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, boy.
So you go from one team that has no chance in hell of getting to the Super Bowl, and you go to another one who doesn't either. Can't figure it out. Can we figure out the forecast? Yes. Yeah, Steve has got that for us coming up next as well. Stay with us.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura. 94KX.
Well, the quarantunes are back, Laura, sort of.
Okay.
When we hear a good song that would qualify as a quarantune, we don't need our own crew to record it. We just make them an honorary quarantune.
Of course.
Comedian Eric Schwartz has done a version of Rob Bass' track, It Takes Two. And think about it. It takes two to social distance, but it only takes one, to ruin the whole thing, right?
Oh, boy.
The song is called Contagious.
Don't cross the line. Your definition of safe ain't the same as mine. You've been staying inside because you called me from your car. I say you're lying. Get out my face, cause I like to smell and I love to taste. So if they wanna hang, don't take the offer, cause 3 days later, it's how I feel. Face on Ziploc, don't break the seal. It's safe in here, so I stay concealed. Mandalorian, never taking off my face shield. And yo, I hate this too, but once it's through, y'all can all come through. We can do all the things that we used to do. Like one, two, three, three, get loose now. Can't wait for me, just a contagious.
Yeah, stay away from me. You're contagious.
Wow. Not taking off my shield. I'm like the Mandalorian.
There's a little bit of everything in there.
It's fantastic. Actually, I looked up the music video. He has a full-blown music video that goes along with it.
Okay, they should Google it then, right? Contagious?
Absolutely. Contagious by Eric Schwartz. Just put it on the old Google.
Yeah. Good job, Eric. You are an honorary Tom and Laura quarantine.
This is Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX.
All right, your chance to shout out birthday buddies at home, in the car, at work, or maybe just listen along and say, birthday buddies. But you kind of have some gusto, right?
I like the birthday buddies with gusto. Yes. Even though I know last week you tried to kind of keep it like lower key, yes. I still vote for screaming and shouting every morning.
You must be something at a birthday party, that's all I have to say. Musical with birthdays. Gusto. Musical birthdays today. One of my favorite voices in music, and a group that I've learned to respect over the recent years.
The best songs on the radio.
I'm Chris.
I'm Johnny.
We're from the band Coldplay.
This is our new show, Adventure of a Lifetime.
On 94KX.
Turn your magical.
Listen to that Chris voice. Listen to that voice.
Is it Chris Martin's birthday?
Yes, it is. Doesn't he sound like a little boy when he sings?
Every day.
He sounds so
I don't know. I love Coldplay.
So do I. And it was one of them bands that years ago I was like, okay, whatever. But then as the years went on, I just started liking them more and more and more. So a big happy birthday to Chris Martin of Coldplay. He is 44 years old today.
Oh, cool.
Happy birthday. Here's one you can't miss.
Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
How old is John Bon Jovi?
Happy birthday to John, J-O-H-N, Francis Bon Jovi. Mr. Bon Jovi is 59 years old today.
Oh, I was going to guess 60, honestly.
Well, wait till next year, right? Happy birthday, Bon Jovi. You still got it, man. He still belts it out.
He's actually very nice in person as well.
Yes, yes. Had the pleasure to meet him several times. Very good guy. He's like just a Jersey guy. You know what I mean? He's just a Philly Jersey kind of guy.
Yeah, I think he's really awesome.
Yep. Happy birthday, John Bon Jovi. And if you like the Osmond brothers, Jay Osmond, who is one of the Osmonds, is 66 years old today. Those are the musical birthdays. But for now,
it's the local celebs, or as we like to call them, Tom and Laura's
birthday. You give birthdays a good name.
Birthday buddies on the radio.
Oh boy.
With Tom and Laura every weekday morning. Thank you.
Oh my. Happy birthday to Amy Dunkelberger. She's 46 years old today.
Oh, our pal Andrea Tufo.
Yay!
What up, Donald Heater Center? From Lewisburg, she turns 45 today. Happy birthday.
Cindy Collison from Millmont is 62 today.
Danielle Haney from Watsontown turns 36.
Is it Drew Kelly's birthday?
No.
He's on a birthday list, and he's listed as way too old, so we'll skip over that. somebody's pranking us.
Pretty funny.
Drew Kelly is not older than me. I know that. Gail Harris is 66.
A very happy birthday to Greg Milanovich from Sunbury, 45 today.
Joe Mitchell, 37.
John Gresh from Northumberland turns 39.
Happy birthday, Karen Browse from Healysburg. She's 48.
Marianne Reichert turns 66 today.
Raymond Frederick of Dalmatia is 49 today.
Rich Meese from Millmont turns 48.
Happy birthday, Scott Young. He's 55 years old today. Heading over to the Text Club, two birthdays. Maddie Hummel from Danville. No age, but happy birthday to Maddie Hummel from her friend Lisa. And happy birthday to Cheryl Bastian from Northumberland. Love her family. So there you
go. Aw, very nice.
Anybody on that social media?
Double checking. Listen, the great peanut butter debate continues 24 hours later. I'm just saying.
We should touch on that later, yes.
We really should. But no birthdays that I can tell on the 94KX Facebook page.
But everybody's got one.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can text us at 49330, call us up on the Ford Fun Line, or message us on the 94KX Facebook page. Every weekday, right about this time, it's Tom and Laura's
birthday.
Right here on 94KX.
Some call it stupid news. We say,
and there it is.
You know that old cliche, are you a hero or a goat.
Okay.
A woman in Alabama was arrested for stealing her neighbor's goat. She painted it bright colors, and then she took a bunch of photos for social media. Pretty funny, right?
No.
No, it's called a felony.
It was a simple prank, and it was harmless. I would never hurt an animal at all, ever. And I didn't know that it was the neighbor's goat because it was always at my cousin's house.
Sure.
So
sure.
The fact that charges got pressed and now I'm facing felony charges is a little ridiculous, I think.
I don't know what her intent was. You know, based on the investigation, the deputy certainly felt it was enough probable cause, enough information to charge her with what she is charged with.
Look, lady, you might have thought it was funny, but the goat didn't like it. No, the goat didn't like it at all.
Act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned.
And there it is. On 94KX. Tom and Laura, 94.1 WQKX.
A Reese's peanut butter cup without chocolate.
What?
Mmm.
I feel like my mom has been asking for that for years.
Oh, really?
She loves peanut butter, not chocolate.
Here it comes, Boucher. Reese's has announced it will release, sounds like a Try It Tuesday, a peanut butter cup with no chocolate. It'll be peanut butter covered with peanut butter.
Mm. It sounds like a plan.
I like it. That sounds like a Try It Tuesday. Hey, yesterday was National Peanut Butter Day, and we put it on Facebook, and it was all out war.
My goodness. I did not realize that people were so passionate about the type of peanut butter that they choose to eat. But I mean, I prefer smooth.
Okay.
Smooth won out.
I thought
in Central PA.
Oh, did it really? Okay.
It did.
Final
it did.
Tally.
But people are still, MacGyver, which do you prefer? Smooth or chunky? One bark for smooth, one bark for chunky. Which do you prefer? Now you're not going to say anything?
He's thinking.
What do you want? Smooth or chunky? Smooth.
Yeah, okay, smooth. All right, go get the dog some peanut butter, darn it.
Okay. Right. They get peanut butter bones almost nightly.
I know. What do they call them things again? Those bones that you stick peanut butter in?
Kongs? Oh, I either use my Kong or else Kong. I use those hollow bones, the red barn bones.
There you go. Dogs love peanut butter and so does Central PA.
They do.
Smooth
oh, no.
wins out over crunchy.
Now I said peanut butter, Tom.
I know. And now it's peanut butter time.
Oh, they think they deserve. Do you deserve peanut butter? Really?
Okay.
You too, Murph.
All right. Slowly.
Okay. All right. Shh. Okay. We'll get slowly. You peanut butter, I promise.
Stand up and take that slow walk toward the kitchen because Try It Tuesday is coming up.
All right. We have a pot of water on the stove getting ready to boil.
Okay.
I'm going downstairs. Yes, my refrigerator is in the basement.
Okay.
To get milk, okay. Butter, salt, pepper.
Ooh.
But then I need to go to the pantry.
Okay.
And get Lay's potato chips.
Oh, wait. Boiling water, milk, butter, salt, pepper, and potato chips?
We're making mashed potatoes out of potato chips this morning.
And this is going to be on Facebook Live.
Yes, and you know how I feel about potatoes.
You're not a big potato person.
No, I am not a potato person. All of my Polish ancestors are rolling in their graves. I like potatoes in things, but mashed potatoes, baked potatoes, they're like some of my least favorite stuff. But on TikTok, a video went viral when a tiny little white girl made mashed potatoes out of
potato
a
chips.
Bag of potato chips.
All right, so then everybody started calling you, giving you the challenge, I guess.
Yes. So many people either Facebook messaged me or texted me or sent me the link of this video. Mm-hmm. They were like, Laura, try it Tuesday. Our good friend Dee from
hey,
Evian, she even sent it to me. So I was like, all right, I'll do it.
All right, so this could be the opportunity to watch Laura gag on Facebook Live, or she's going to say, you know what? This is pretty good.
I don't know. All the videos that, like, if you have a chance before 8:15, friends, Google it. It looks like a mushy, gelatinous mess.
Try
I'll
it
save
Tuesday.
You some, Tom. I'll bring you some.
This may be one of them moments where you don't have to go ahead and save me any.
Are you sure?
If you show up at Friday's team meeting with a bag of that gelatinous mess... Ugh.
Oh, I'll make you fresh, friend.
Oh.
I won't make you eat today's mashed potatoes.
Oh.
If it's that delicious, I will make you a special batch. I'm going to save a bag just to bring you some on Friday to our meeting.
Ford Funline is open for ways I could get out of this meeting. News is coming up next, sports and AccuWeather, and then it's Try Tuesday.
Try Tuesday, yep, right here with Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
What do you get when you combine boiling hot water with a bag of potato chips, Laura?
Apparently, according to TikTok, you get mashed potatoes.
No
now,
way.
You have to add a few other things.
Okay.
So, boiling water, bag of potato chips. They claim any kind, but every single video that I saw used Lay's potato chips.
Oh, that's interesting, because here locally we're more of a Middlesworth kind
Middlesworth,
of community.
Absolutely. So I'm going with the video.
All right.
Right? So we have a bag of Lay's.
Mm-hmm.
Then a lot of them add in a little milk, salt, pepper, although the chips are probably salty enough.
That's what I was thinking, unless it boils
off.
And
then some butter and sour cream.
Hmm. Now, is that the way the average person makes mashed potatoes? Probably close, right?
Sure. I mean, heavy cream could be used, lots of butter. If you wanted to make cheesy potatoes, probably like a handful of shredded cheese.
Sure.
Some people sprinkle chives on top, or like chopped green onions or scallions. I guess, does away with the peeling of the potatoes.
That's what I was going to say. Is this in case you run out of potatoes, or is this because you're too lazy to peel potatoes?
I'm going to go with laziness. I feel like the first person to do this was probably like a college kid.
Yeah, because they're probably, no matter how bad they taste, they'll still be better than ramen noodles.
Here's the thing. I don't have a ton of confidence in this recipe, but thank you to everyone who messaged me, both on Facebook and personally, about this particular viral food hack, because I love when people are like, hey, Laura, check this out. It could be a Try It Tuesday.
Try It Tuesday is about as old as this show, ladies and gentlemen. We've been doing this about 4 years, and this may be the riskiest ever for Laura to go gack. You know?
Yeah, normally you're the one who's gacking. Like with a green juice or the matcha latte that you did not like.
No.
Kombucha, remember we tried that way back when? I'm trying to think what else you didn't appreciate.
I got stunned with something hot once. What was it? I forget.
Oh, wait, wasn't it from Knoebels? Their spicy popcorn?
Yes, that's what it was. I was like, ha! Give me some wawa.
Yeah,
please.
When our friend Stacy came and visited us.
That was it. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Stacy. So, Try It Tuesday is going to be Facebook Live any minute now. Laura with a boiling pot of water and a bag of potato chips.
We'll see how this turns out. I'm a little nervous.
I can't say I blame you. Try It Tuesday, Facebook Live now. Switch over to that if you can. If not, watch it later. On the way, late night sound bites from Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers. Everything from an airport jackpot to a missing cat who returns home. And coming up in a little bit, as you go to work, as you work from home, whatever, the things you want to hear your boss say. All on the way.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Making way for news, sports, and a sunny AccuWeather forecast up next. Tom and Laura, like the man said, Laura? Well?
I can't believe it.
What? How'd it go?
Okay, it works.
No way!
No, I'm serious. Okay, here's the thing. I'm not a super fan of potatoes, but I do eat chips on occasion.
Okay.
It wasn't awful. It's not healthy. The consistency is totally bizarre. I probably would use a hand mixer to get it smoother like mashed potatoes. Uh-huh. I might cut the liquid in half that I used. But oh my gosh, it totally worked.
If you didn't watch Facebook Live or Try It Tuesday today, Laura in the kitchen making mashed potatoes out of potato chips.
I thought it would taste fake. Like, I thought the chips, once boiled, would have some kind of weird flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. They lose that fried golden color. They revert back to their white sort of potato original color. And then when you add in the butter, the sour cream, the milk, salt, pepper, holy crap. Like, unbelievable.
All right, so now I got to watch this video. You can watch it live, or you can go to our Facebook page where it'll upload, and you could watch it later. And feel free to try it at home. Try it Tuesday. Potato chip mashed potatoes.
The dogs each had a bite, as did Tyrone the cat.
The cat tried it, too?
Yeah. I don't know if people could see it on the video because he was kind of, like, hiding underneath the dogs.
Okay.
But he came over, and he wanted a taste. Lick the spoon.
All right. We'll just have to see for ourselves, I guess. But for those of you, maybe the guys at the fire company that wanted to hear Laura Gack, it ain't going to happen this week.
It didn't happen.
Again.
Nope.
Again. News is next.
Here's the thing. I'll try anything once.
And if you like it.
Well, I'm not going to do this again.
Okay.
No. Like, it's just, it's not healthy and it seems kind of gross.
News is next.
It was interesting.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94K.
This is Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura,
94KX.
Time for Tom and Laura's top five. If you're at work right now, on the way into work, maybe you're working from home, you still have to deal with the boss.
Yeah, I mean, maybe dealing with the boss virtually is easier, but no matter what.
You can mute your mic.
Yeah, like this, kind of, if I'm talking mid-sentence.
And you're like, Laura, where'd you go, Laura? Exactly. We want to hear good things from the boss, and some bosses just don't get it done. 2,000 employees were asked to name the top phrases they would love to hear from their boss. Number five, you went above and beyond on this.
Oh, for sure. Who wouldn't want to hear that?
Yeah. How about number four? Yeah.
Number four. Your time is valuable.
Did anybody ever hear that from a boss? Because usually it's like, oh, I need you to do this for me. Are you busy? You don't look busy. I need you to do this for me.
Wait, from Office Space, what was that? Yeah.
As a matter of fact,
I'm gonna need you.
Yeah. Number three, that was helpful. See, I don't think you hear that enough. Like, hey, that was helpful. Thanks for helping us out or whatever.
Actually, yeah.
I mean, it doesn't take that much to say this stuff, Laura. I mean, it's whatever. I mean, just say.
That's true. Particularly if it's coming off of the whole, like, your time is valuable. Mm-hmm. Oh, and I almost forgot. I'm going to need you to go ahead and come in on Sunday.
Exactly. It's like, wait, did you say Sunday? Yes.
Don't even ask about the TPS reports.
Boom. Yeah. All right. Number two.
I appreciate you and you doing that.
A simple phrase. Again, bosses, listen to me. Listen to Laura. Just say that once today to a worker. Hey, I appreciate you doing that. I use the phrase a lot. Thank you for you. And people always are like,
yes.
People are always like, oh, well, that's different. Well, no, if it wasn't for you, that wouldn't have gotten done or whatever. So thank you for you. I like that one. And finally, number one, what is so hard about this phrase, Laura?
Thank you.
It's that simple. Just say thank you.
I feel like sometimes in work culture, things are expected, so then gratitude feels unnecessary. But at the end of the day, gratitude is always necessary, in my opinion.
You are correct. I have worked for so many people in the past and say, hey, I expect you to do what you did, so do it. Oh.
Interestingly enough, do you know one of my number one things as a supervisor?
What's that?
Don't have anyone who reports to you do something that you yourself wouldn't do.
There it is. If you can't do it, yeah. Or as you just mentioned from Office Space.
Yeah.
I just love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only time I want to hear the word yeah is like when you bump into your boss in the hallway. Hey, can I have more money?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Oh, good luck at work.
Have you seen my stapler? I haven't seen that movie in years. Oh, my gosh. Now I need to watch it.
You'll be watching it tonight. It's Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
94.1 WQKX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Chad Evans on the way in next. It's Mark Stevens this afternoon. And Sam Tyler. She'll be on tonight. We like to wrap up the show with a thought for the day. Your dogs have been a little feisty this morning, Laura.
Listen, they want those potatoes.
They still want the Try It Tuesday leftovers?
They do. I have the pot sitting on the counter, and they keep, like, running over to me and then running back to the pot and barking and then coming back over. Now, full disclosure, on the video, I did give them a taste, so it is my fault.
Ooh, so Murphy, the morning show dog, and his compadre, his brother MacGyver, had a taste? A little sample?
They did, as did Tyrone, the cat. Everyone appreciated it, and they want to go back for more.
I'd hide that potter. Hubby's not going to get any when he gets home.
I know. I'll have to put it in a container. I'm curious, though, about, like, reheating this. I don't know. Again, listen. Was it awful? Totally disgusting? No. But was it good?
No.
It's like in that surprising area where you take a bite and you go, wow. This isn't total S-H-I-T.
Creek.
All right.
All right. What's our wrap-up for the day? It's a Tuesday. We had a good time this morning. What could you possibly say?
Tuesday isn't so bad, right?
Okay.
I like to think of Tuesday as a sign that we all survived Monday.
And we did. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.